So the action that is taking place on Thursday is a march to raise awareness and show that the DU community is willing to stand up for each other. We are also doing this to ask the university administration for a more concrete plan about how the university plans to help students affected.
I know this is part of an ongoing process and that there was a petition that was circulated in recent weeks since the November election, and a letter was recently sent to the Chancellor outlining steps that people would like to see him take on behalf of the university. What are some of the steps that you would like to see taken on behalf of the university?
So on behalf of the university, we just want like a more concrete plan, literally outlining what they're going to do. We know that our chancellor said that they are going to help. We just want to know more specifics of how, like, specifically, like, you know, with the new president, a lot of students, a lot of DACA students are going to lose the ability to work if he does terminate DACA. And so financially, like, what is the chancellor planning on do? Will they, you know, amp up financial aid? Is there going to be anything to help these students? And then we also kind of want a task force to be on set, so it's not necessarily just an administration doing this. We also have a task force that would, you know, help be able to help solve issues, kind of talk about it. And so that way, the more the community is actually involved in these decisions.
What does it mean for you as a DACA student to have very clearly outlined strategy on behalf of the university? What does that mean for you personally as a DACA student at DU?
Yeah, so for me, it's a way of my university really having my back. With the new president, I'm at risk of losing the ability to continue my education and work. And I worked so hard to be here, and I would be losing everything that I've ever worked for. So not only am I a DACA student, but I'm also a first-generation student, and getting to college wasn't easy for me. And I've had friends who've had it a lot worse. They've lost their families, and they're still here working and getting an education. You know, I've been really lucky to have so much support from, like, my professors, my mentors, advisors, you know, friends and family, and DU itself. But if my university were to become a sanctuary campus, it would reaffirm that I matter on this campus, and it would show future generations that they matter too, and that DU wants them on those campuses.
This is really part of a whole national movement, national sanctuary campus movement, also a national movement where we're seeing more and more communities taking on some type of sanctuary statement in Boulder and Lafayette and other Front Range cities. We've seen this happening as well. What does that mean when you have that type of collective support, not just the individual university where you are, but when you are you seeing some type of cumulative effect when not just universities, but entire communities are saying, yes, we will be sanctuary communities?
Yes. So I currently mentor a lot of students that are in my same situation. And after the election, a lot of them were really discouraged. They didn't really see a reason to kind of continue with their education. And after the whole sanctuary movement, it's kind of reignited their drive and reaffirmed that we do matter. And it's showing that there are people willing to fight with us and make sure that we don't go anywhere and that, you know, we're here to stay. So I think it's been a huge movement to really unite a lot of people, and it's making a good, like, it's showing us that people actually care about us and want us here.